Great to be able to get this guy in the studio again. He hasn't been here with me in a long time. Urologist Dr. Don Arnold. And first off, I'm really sorry you haven't been here back more often.
I know. It's great to be back. Thank you so much.
And one of the reasons why I'm saying this is because of the response last time you were with me. You know, the subjects that you and I are about to hit this morning are one of those things. We just don't like talking about stuff below the belt.
That's right.
You know, and then here you think we're miserable about it. I mean, I'm on the phone with we're literally have known each other since kindergarten. Right.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about, you know, getting older and some of the symptoms that we're both showing because we both ate the same things, you know, grew up at the same dinner table, the same water. Right.
Yeah. So the same life experiences. Yeah.
And we're talking about urological issues.
Sure.
And he says, oh, you pee? That one person's experience is not the other person's. One who can't seemingly stop some days, myself, compared with a guy who's envious of the guy who can go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, you definitely have the extremes. You know, your bladder is sort of like your heart, but we don't think about it in that way. You know, the bladder generates pressure. When it has enough pressure, you have urine flow. Just like your heart, it generates pressure. You have enough pressure, you have blood flow.
Right.
And just like your heart can fail over time and you need a pacemaker for the heart, the same thing can happen to the bladder. It can fail over time and you may need a pacemaker, or your prostate may enlarge over time and you need something to help relax that so your bladder can empty past the prostate.
Can I ask you a really stupid question?
There's no stupid questions. Just ask whatever you like.
Where's the connection between the kidney and the bladder? How does that work?
Great question. So what happens, imagine you're making spaghetti, right?
Right.
And imagine a colander, right? The colander keeps the spaghetti while the rest of the water goes into the pot, right? So that's your kidney.
All right. The colander's the kidney.
Yeah. So what happens is your kidney filters the blood, and it helps you to keep in your bloodstream the stuff you need, like all your electrolytes, your proteins, and all that. That's the spaghetti that stays behind, stays in your body. Everything you don't need comes out in the urine, comes into the kidney, goes into the funnel called the renal pelvis, then goes into the straw, which I call the ureter, which goes into the bowl, which I call the bladder, and then comes out when you go to urinate.
And the urethra.
Yeah.
All right, then. If the large intestine is largely responsible for water reclamation in the system, where does that water go to get the kidney? Back into the blood and then the kidney?
It goes into the bloodstream. So,
water reclamation comes from the large intestine,
mm-hmm.
and the blood takes the water,
mm-hmm.
transports it to the kidney.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yeah.
You know, I've often thought about this, and I wonder what you think here, and maybe this is a big picture, maybe it's a little esoteric, I don't know.
Yeah.
I always kind of think that human abilities have outpaced human evolution. Our bodies are what they were on the plains of the savannah in Africa, you know.
Sure.
We'll go ahead and say 70,000 years ago and make somebody happy.
Make it easy, yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Okay.
But we've created new drinks.
Yes.
We're not natural. Before, you know, beer, you had beer and water or milk in a primitive civilization or in really rural civilization.
Yeah.
But now you can go down to any convenience store and there is a glass wall of stuff that'll give you energy, that'll help you sleep, that it's thick and brown or it's a clear energy drink. But you can get these canned, energy drinks that are they're coffee and espresso.
Yeah.
And we put all that stuff into a system that by the chemical standards that are included are kind of antiquated. Our body's not meant to deal with this stuff.
You touched on a lot of good points. First, let me thank you for acknowledging Africa as the cradle of civilization, because you are correct. Those were the oldest fossils were found. That's where it all began as far as we know right now. You're absolutely correct. Human beings are the only species on this planet that have been able to change their environment. So evolution, in a sense, in a manner of speaking, is a convenience for us. It's not a necessity like it is for other animals on this planet.
What? Because we don't respond as quickly to our environment because we isolate
because
ourselves.
Because we change it. And we also change it.
We make it to suit.
If you don't like it, you make it to suit.
Right.
And actions are tied to outcomes. We don't always see those outcomes in the moment of the action, but we have to remember actions are tied to outcomes. So if you change something, there's an outcome associated with that. So you mentioned these energy drinks. So we have gone towards a very task-oriented right-now society, and our bodies aren't there yet. You're absolutely correct. So what we do is we take shortcuts. And those shortcuts, and this is not me blaming any industry
right.
in any way, but those shortcuts are the stimulants. And those stimulants do come in form of energy drinks. They come in the form of coffee. They come in the form of tea. They come in the form of these pills that you can take to raise your metabolism.
5-hour energy.
Exactly. And do these things. But those are also tied to outcomes. Because as you stated, the body is not adapting to the change in its environment that we're causing.
Well, we're still designed to eat basically what we can hold in one hand right. with and run. Our bodies are still in that state.
Correct. Correct, because we've changed our environment so much, we haven't allowed our bodies to adapt to a different source. And we're introducing all these new sources, and that's why you're seeing in some people who are susceptible these bad outcomes.
Yeah. Because you look at this, and some people, because if you read on the can, it'll tell you, don't take X more than this. And,
correct.
But, you know, I'm
people
a big
do it.
And I'm one of those guys, well, if a little must be good, then a lot must be really.
That's right.
I'm one of those guys and lived much of my life that way, will end up, that second order of effect will come around and catch up with me one day. We all know that, right? Whether it's cigarettes or, you know, you drink 10 energy drinks a day.
Correct.
Or you drink a lot of iced tea and you don't put the necessary water in to flush the system.
Correct.
Let's use iced tea because summertime iced tea.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a favorite down here.
Right. And it's also, if you're not, because there's a way around this. If you're going and you're drinking iced tea every day, first off, it leaches iron from the blood, and you're going to be able to donate blood next time there's a blood drive. But that's also not good for the system, period. But I've heard this for years.
Yeah.
Iced tea and the guy that goes and bales hay all day long and he doesn't put right. And then he gets to be about 60, and he thinks he's 18, he's 20, he's baling hay.
Yeah.
And then 55 comes around, and I can tell you a guy, he's a good friend of mine, his name is Ray. He didn't talk to me for the first 2 years he knew me.
Yeah.
When he finally did, he wanted to share something with me, kidney stones. He says, I know what it was. I didn't drink enough. I baled hay all my life. And now when I go to the bathroom, on a good day, it sounds like there's a BB gun being shot in the back of the toilet bowl.
That's right. Yeah,
I would recommend
that those guys have a urologist on retainer. You know, some people have a lawyer on retainer.
Right.
If you work outside, you know, if you're outside baling hay, if you're a contractor, you're building houses, if you're in any extreme element with heat and you know that you don't have readily access to water, you should probably have a urologist on retainer for sure.
And so when it comes to this, there's a solution. It doesn't have to have this outcome, but you have to get in front of it. You can't wait until you have these pains. And that is like I said, I stopped drinking soda now about 2 years ago at the behest of my doctor. Stupidest thing I ever said to my doctor, by the way. He says, how much Coke do you drink every day? I drink about 2 bottles. He says, stop. I said, what do you expect me to drink? And he looks at me and goes, water.
That's right.
What about juice? No. If you're going to do it, put this much juice in the bottom of the glass and fill the rest with water.
Absolutely.
So you see, I'm on my water
kick. Yeah, and the reason is so your body doesn't have to work to extract water when you drink water. And water to the body is like oil to your car. You wouldn't drive your car on low oil, and you wouldn't drive your car fast on low oil for a long period of time.
I've never heard this as used as a metaphor, but I think it's really accurate.
Good.
I really do, because I always think of the oil probably as being maybe lymphatic or oil. Yeah. But now, when you look at it, the whole system runs on this.
The whole system runs on water, and it allows almost every single process you're going through to run smoother, to run better, to run longer, to run faster, to run stronger. And there's no additives.
I read this not long ago. I think it was 16 ounces of water first thing in the morning has almost the equivalent on your metabolism as drinking a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
Because it allows your systems to work at peak efficiency instead
Absolutely.
Of us, because we've already gone 8 hours for the lucky person who sleeps that long without consuming
right.
any water.
Exactly.
But your large intestine's been clearing the water out from the system and preparing
Correct.
For that first thing you do in the morning.
Correct. And when you're sleeping, you know, it's sort of like a computer. Everything kind of just goes into sleep mode, so to speak. But it's not metabolically active. It's not at its peak. And then when you're taking in water, it's sort of like when you turn on your computer and all your systems are coming online and everything is getting ready because it knows it has processing to do. So that's the benefit to getting that in early.
And if we had a certified sleep specialist, Dr. Terry Brown, in the room, he says there's a whole lot of metabolic things that are going on while you sleep that need to be done, and one of them is house cleaning.
Yes.
In not only your body, your mind, but the rest of your body as well.
Absolutely true.
So what about the guy who's, maybe he's 22, but he hopes to be 65, or maybe that guy at 65, right? What do you tell a guy about nutritional supplements and sexual function and urologists? I mean, what do you tell them? Because there's so much stuff out there. And another article last week and it says, we've got the research, supplements don't help. And I know some urologists who would strongly disagree with this, especially when it comes to eating a tomato now and then.
So I think, you know, you have to look at things on an individual basis, obviously, but I'll give you some generalizations, but there'll be exceptions. But I would say depends on what your target age range is, okay? So if I'm looking at the young guy who's 18 to 25, you know, that's in the gym, and he wants to take a supplement because he wants to get ripped, or he wants to get bigger, he wants his testosterone to be large, you're probably not going to get that much of a benefit. Because you're probably already at your peak levels naturally, number one. And number two, testosterone is sort of like height. After you get to a certain amount, you really don't see much difference. If someone is 6'10
or 7'1,
you really can't tell the difference there. So you're really not getting any benefit. And if you don't get benefit, all that's left is harm, right? Whenever you do something, it can either stay the same, get better, or get worse.
And hang up in your kidneys is what I'm hearing you
say. Exactly. So if it's not getting any better and you're not staying the same, your only other option is to get worse.
Right.
So for those guys, you know, I just say if you eat well, you eat healthy, you get enough rest, and you have a good exercise regimen, whatever your body's going to do is what it's going to do. You're really not going to get past that with anything you're going to find at a supplement store or anything. You know, you're just not. Your body's going to do what it's going to do. Not everyone's going to be a LeBron James. You just don't have the physiology or the genetics, no matter what you do. So you have to be comfortable within yourself and know what your limits are and work up to those and stay within those. Because I've seen guys rip their muscles off their bones because they're trying to get big.
Right.
And I tell them, so you forget. The reducing factor, the limiting factor is your bones and your joints. Your muscles will keep getting bigger, but your joints aren't changing. Your bone density isn't changing. And what will happen is you'll rip it right off the bone or damage your joints. Now you can't work out for 6 to 8 weeks. So what do you think happens to you now?
It all turns to fat.
So, you know, there's no point in that. Now, if you're talking about...
I know
about,
these people that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a member of the family.
Yeah, it's...
My
it's,
brother.
Yeah.
And I said, how'd you hurt your shoulder? Well, I was playing with that tire tractor. He works out with a tractor tire.
Yeah.
Right? He's a prison guard. And literally what you were just saying, he's a competitive weightlifter.
Yeah.
Out of the game because he hurt his shoulder working out because he hit the wall.
Yeah.
Right? Good euphemism.
Absolutely.
And we do this, though, but we've got a supplement because we want one that allows us to urinate easier. We want one that, you know, because they tell us it helps our sexual function.
Sure.
Because we are a pill people.
Yes.
I live with one.
Yeah.
She thinks that anything that's wrong, there's a pill for it.
Yeah.
And I think about this. Do I want to run this through the system? That's the way I think about it.
That's a great way to think about it. You know, now, if you're talking about someone, you know, who's 50, 60, 70 and notice some decline. Yeah, there may be a benefit, but I would say that person needs to see a physician and needs to be properly evaluated. I wouldn't just go to a store, say, oh, I feel a little tired, I have low T, I want to take these supplements.
Right.
Right? Because in my mind, low T is the new ADHD. Everyone's got it. Everyone's trying to see if they got it. Everyone wants to fix it. You know, but you really have to truly evaluate and see who's appropriate. And some people legitimately have low T, and that's fine. And those are the people that will benefit from having a supplementation.
But how much of this, Dr. Arnold, is the psychology of we want to stay young forever?
Oh, all of it.
That's the thing that, and we don't want this thing to happen, and we look to medicine for the solution, right? I'm going to get an implant for this, I'm going to take pills for that, and then I will be 18 when I'm 58.
Well, the fountain of youth has always been just beyond our human grasp,
right?
We're always looking for it. But I tell people, there's, you know, we follow the same life cycle that everything follows. Look at the world around you. Grass grows, grass dies. Trees grow, trees die. Flowers bloom, flowers gone.
We don't like it.
Everything follows a life cycle.
Yep.
And we're no different. We like to think we're special. We like to think that we're beyond because we change our environment as much as we want. But even we, as far as we know, follow the same life cycle. And there's a reason why your testosterone is low when you're born. It peaks at certain areas in your life and then starts to go away when you get older. There's a reason for that cycle. And when you go against that cycle, you may have bad outcomes because you're not following the time cycle.
Yeah, and you know, one of the bad things I've seen is is people who are taking big doses of testosterone turn into huge jerks.
Yeah. You can.
I don't know how else to say that. That's the nicest way. I've seen some real sphincter muscles develop out of somebody soaking up some testosterone because they felt they needed it.
Because they felt they needed it. They may not be on the proper dose. They may not be getting the proper monitoring. You know, especially when you see like these doc in a box is what I call them. You know, where you see people that set up these shops and vans and give you all these supplements, but no one's following you, no one's monitoring you,
right.
No one's ensuring, you know, that you're doing it in a healthful way. You know, because I'm not against testosterone, you know.
But
I am against, you know, it not being regulated and it not being done in a healthy manner.
Right.
And then people have a bad outcome as a result of it. You know, because that can lead to a bad scenario. That can lead to road rage and violence. That can lead to a bar fight. That can lead to a domestic situation in someone's home.
That can lead to renal failure.
Heart failure.
Because, I'm thinking about your oil metaphor that the water in the system is really the oil. And then, of course, we're made up largely of oil. That if I can go down to any convenience store, any pharmacy, and I can look at entire stacks and rows of things that will do things for me now, my vision of those are that those are metal filings that I'm putting in my water,
right,
in my oil for my car. And some metal filings are worth it because they purpose. And if you'll go back, you'll actually remember we used to put lead in our water in radiators to plug the radiator leak.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that anymore. At least I haven't seen it in some time. But, you know, that you go down and every one of those pills you need to, whether it's fiber or whether it is an antacid, or whether it is a pain reliever, that you've got to look at. There's a risk for every single thing you put in your system.
Everything you do. Every action is tied to outcome. There's nothing that works in a vacuum.
And every one of those items eventually ends up in your department, below the belt, because once it goes in, it has to go out.
That's right.
If it's
one way or another.
Right, or it's other. Hey, before I let you go, because I'm running out of time and I didn't want to do this. Woman is going to go out Saturday. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be 93. And they're going to go out Street Machine Nationals. Then they're going to go run to a ball game. I mean, what do you tell them? Say, you know, you go out and have fun. Sure, have a couple of beers. But how many – you got your cooler full of beers, but where's your bottle of water?
You know, what I normally tell people is for everything that's going to cause you to have a stone, just have a bottle or two of water before and after to dilute it out. And just make sure you call me and come to Heron Hospital if you have an issue. I'm more than happy to take care of you.
Right. So, what you got a rule for a guy goes out.
Yeah.
And he has a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
Bottle of water. Two bottles of water for every beer. I mean, is there a math there?
Yeah. I mean,
because I know people that have math.
It's really hard to break it down mathematically because everyone has too many variables. So, how fast do you filter? How fast are you absorbing? What is your energy expenditure in a day?
What is it, an ounce an hour is the rule of thumb for alcohol?
For alcohol, but it depends if you're eating food. You know, did you have food before? You know, so there's a lot of different variables that are hard to account for. So just anecdotally, what I give people is a 2-to-1 rule. So two bottles for every alcohol. And then that way, you know you're probably covered. You have to remember that alcohol also makes you want to urinate. It's a diuretic. So not only are you not getting water in, but you're losing free water.
You're dehydrating yourself.
At the
same
time.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I have people do a 2-to-1. And that's just a soft rule. That's not a hard rule. And in that way, they're getting the appropriate hydration. And if you need more than that, then take more than that. If you need a little less, then take less. But it really depends upon, you know, the individual. So it's hard for me to just have a hard and fast rule for all people. But it's very hard to overdrink water. It's possible.
Well, the reason why I say that, Doc, is being the operations manager here, I watched a radio station not in this group do a contest about how much could drink of water.
Yeah.
The winner died.
Oh, yeah. You can go into a coma.
Right.
For sure.
Your cells basically drowned in their own oil.
In their own oil. That's right.
Dr. Don Arnold. Gosh, man, you know, you got to come back.
I would love to be back. You know, maybe we can do this like every 3 months or so.
I'd love to, maybe even more, because there's a subtext here. And one is that we didn't talk about the connection. If you're going to live a fulfilled life, Chancellor, you want a rich sexual life.
Absolutely true.
There are some things that come along in life, and including not taking your care, that can impact you there. And when you don't have this, and we didn't touch on that today, and I wish we had.
Okay.
And the other subject that I want to talk to you about is dieting in respect to kidney function.
Okay. Let's do that. Because there's
a couple of issues there that, you know, more and more people, including myself, trying to lose some weight, and I find that, you know, and I'm going to the restroom, and I'm going, that looks like tree sap.
Yeah.
What are you doing to yourself when you do that?
Yeah.
I got a lot more questions, so I want to get you back soon. But I know you're a busy guy.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Dr. Don Arnold, Heron Hospital?
Heron Hospital. Come and see me. I'll be there.